We are beginning the third Perek of Brachos. The third Perek of Brachos, Perek Mishameso, which has a number of different dinim related to Avelos. Okay, our shir is sponsored by Omo Construction. And here we go. We're good to go? Okay. So we're on the Mishnah on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah Yud Zayin Amud Beis. And we begin the Perek Misha Meso Mutal Lefanov. Someone who has a mace, who has someone who's passed away, that is sitting before them, that is positioned before them. So Pater Mikriyashma Umina Tfila. They are Pater from reciting Kriyashma and from Tfila. Umina tefillin, and for putting on tefillin, umikol mitzvah sa'amuros b'torah, and all of the mitzvahs that they have to do related in the Torah, all of the mitzvahs aseh, says Rashi, lefishu torah b'machsheves kvuraso, v'av yodum yodechasen depatim shem tirda de mitzvah. We want a person to focus themselves when they are, mishameisa mutal lefanav is basically the status that we call today aninus. Aninus. Aninus is not, when you learn the word, the aninus in the Chumash, it's not exactly the aninus that we have, but mishamei samot lefanav is the period of time between death and between burial. And one is supposed to be entirely immersed, not only in action, but also in focus and mentality with the mitzvah of kavod ames, with the mitzvah of burying the individual. And therefore, you are potter from positive mitzvahs. The presumption is, the way we paskin, is you're not just potter. You cannot even voluntarily do positive mitzvahs. So you're not going to make brachos, you're not going to put on tefillin, you're not going to say kriyashma, you're not going to daven. This is mishameisa mutal lefanav. So, sometimes the only exception is, if the kfura did not yet happen, but you have handed over, the Gemara Moed Katan talks about, you hand over these responsibilities to somebody else. So we have a Chevra Kedisha that we hand over most of the responsibilities for. But Lo Aleinu, which never happened to anybody, but if somebody is dealing with the situation of Aninus, you're still involved. You're still involved in securing the plot. You're still involved in making the arrangements. You're still involved in all the different things that have to happen in order to... So even with a Chevra Kedisha, we would still be in the status of Misha Mesa Mutal Lefanav. However, sometimes the mace is going to travel somewhere else and you're not going to go with the mace. This is a discussion in the Rush in Moed Katan. And you're not going to go with the mace. You're not going to. If you're going with the mace to the Levaya, so then on the plane you're an Onein and you don't do mitzvos. When you get there, you're an Onein and you don't do mitzvos until the burial. However, if you're remaining home, you're not traveling with them, and you have entrusted the mace to somebody else, so then you begin your avelus right away. Not right away after the death, right away after handing over the mace at the airport to whomever is now, because now you have nothing to do with it. Now you're not responsible at all. Modern day communication has raised some shilas with regards to this. I remember especially, you know, it used to be, you send a mace to Eretz Yisrael, you really had nothing to do with anything. It was all sort of worked out for you from the moment, so you really, there was nothing more to do. But today, because of communication and with all the complications of COVID, people were very involved with issues of kvura, even though they were not going to go to the actual kvura itself. So that raised shilas. The other thing that raised shilas that were interesting during COVID is the more common practice that we now have of having levayas live streamed. It used to be only very, very prominent levayas were live streamed. Now, all the levayas are live streamed. So you had situations where you'd have people who would lose a parent on Monday. They'd be in Aninos on Monday. They'd put the mace on a flight on Tuesday. They're not going to Eretz Yisrael. They're going to sit in their house in Avelus. Then they're going to watch a Levaya, not in Aninos. They're going to watch a Levaya in Avelus. Then they're going to go back, and then they're going to... So this also raised questions. And I even, over the course of the pandemic, We saw Poskim starting to shift a little bit how they related to this, because at the beginning it was like, what are you talking about? You're not at the Levaya. You're home. But as they were paskining other shilas over Zoom, you know, joining a minion that's already present over Zoom, certain brachas over Zoom, certain things over Zoom, you know, it became more and more apparent that it's not so pushing. You're not at that Levaya. You're on some, you can see the Levaya, you can hear the Levaya, you're emotionally connected to the Levaya. You're really not at the Levaya because you're not in Eretz Yisrael. So these are the new modern day questions that are going to have to be completely figured out. But that's the din of Misha Meso Muta Lefanav. It's a very strange status to be in. And very, very, very common that people find themselves making brachos accidentally. And because we kind of habituate to it, it's like a normal thing. But that's the situation. We also had situations in COVID where there was Misha Meso Muta Lefanav for a very long period of time. I dealt with one Shaila of someone in the community who had a relative that died in Hawaii, and they could not get the mace for 2 weeks to California where they were going to bury the mace. The person stays in Aninus for 2 weeks. It's not simple. Even when we lost Ruth's father, it took a bunch of days. It took at least 3-4 days to get him from Los Angeles to New Jersey, where we buried him. I remember being on the phone with the woman in California at the hospital and saying to her, you know, what's the story? And she said to me, Mr. Glasser, you know, you've called 3 times today. I'm doing the best I can. I bumped it up to my supervisor. So I said to her, listen to me, I'm from New York, and I'd like to scream at someone. So do me a favor, give me the phone number of the supervisor. It didn't work. Yeah, Shalini. Yeah.
Once all the arrangements were done, and there's nothing more that I could do, that I should die, or say a rough or like that, because it was really, I didn't know if there's ever postings that feel.
I'm not sure. I think generally speaking, we assume that Aninus ends, maybe if you're in a situation where Mamish, every...
He's coming from a different state, and I had no involvement. Other people were taking care of it. I was just...
Yeah, but then once he got here,
right,
what were they saying about the status then? What?
In the morning that I woke up while he was traveling, whatever, there was nothing for me to do as far as preparation.
Right. So again, I think that the general assumption is, today, because of communication, it's still always omed that there could be something to do. What if that truck breaks down? What if, you know? So the general assumption, I think, is that people are in Aninus, but it could be there are others who see it otherwise. Okay.
Yeah. Scenario where somebody passed away in Hawaii, so whoever's waiting for them in California, I think it's not called Aninus because Mako is not Muta Lefana.
But that's exactly the point. What's called Misha Mesa Muta Lefana? In the times of the Gemara, the reason why it was formulated this way is because the only way you could be osek with a mace is if the mace is standing in front of you. But bizman hazeh, you don't need to have the mace standing in front of you to deal with issues of the mace. You could deal with issues of the mace across the country. You could deal with issues of the mace on your phone. You could deal with all sorts of issues. Mishemesa mutalafanav was a way to describe what it was like then. I don't know if we were writing the Gemara today, that's the phrase, that's the nomenclature we would use. Not sure we would. All right. So here we go. Nosei Amita, those that carry the Aron, v'chilufei hen. So, you know, today we have a hearse. So, you know, we take for granted that you just take the mace, you know, all the way to the cemetery, through the 9, you know, blocks of whatever. But imagine a world without a hearse. Not going to go trudging through a Beis HaKfaros with horses, you know. It's not like today where there were roads in the middle. It's a field full of graves. So people would carry the mace. And you couldn't necessarily have the same people carry. Now today, the pallbearers. Pallbearers take the coffin from a car and walk it 3 feet. So that's such a kavod. It's such a kavod because that used to be the main kavod. That's how you buried. That's what you needed. Those are the people that took the mace from the home where the individual passed away. to the Pesach Kfaris. That was everything. So v'chilufeyen, and those that switch with them. And those that switch with them. As shalifnei ameis, those that have already, those that are before the meis, as shalachar amita. And those that are, that follow the mita. As shalifnei amita, tzarech behem piturim. So if you have not yet carried the meis, you are potter from all these mitzvot, because we need you in order to be able, to be available, in order to be able to carry the meis. And if you've already had a turn carrying the meis, then you should really do these mitzvot before you necessarily volunteer to carry again. But they're all potter from tefillah. Why are they potter from tefillah? Says Rashi. To love Doraisa, because it's not Doraisa. V'rabosenu tefillah bizman is not Doraisa. V'rabu tefillah itself is a machlokas rishonim. If it's Doraisa, v'rabosenu pirshu lefi sheyesh lehem od shos v'li nira she'ein zeloshen petur. Okay. So says the Mishnah. Kivru es ameis v'chazru. If they buried the meis, and now they're going back to where the avelim are, right? So im yecholin lahaschil v'ligmor ad shelo yigo l'shura, if they could go ahead and say kriyishma, put on tefillah and a daven, whatever they have to do, and finished before they reach the shura where the mourners are, yatchilu, then they should start v'im lav. But if not, lo yaschilu ha'omdim b'shura. Let's say you're part of the group that's standing in the shura, the line that comforts the mourners. Hapnimiyim peturim, those that are in the inner part of the line, are potter. Those, because they are directly involved in the mitzvah of nichum avelim, those that are in the inner line. However, those that are, Rashi says, shayu menachmen es ha'avel behekif shuras v'yoseyen b'shuva min hakever. They used to make lines to be menachem the avelim when they return from the kever. V'achitzonim, but the back ones are chayv. Okay, we're going to see this next part of the Mishnah later. Noshim avadim v'ktanim, p'turim min ha'krishma min ha'tfilin. Noshim avadim v'ktanim are potter from mitzvah seishas mangrama, which include kriyishma and tfilin, v'chayavim b'tfila, b'mezuzah u'v'mbirkas ha'mazah. Okay. Motul lefanav in, v'she'enu motul lefanav lo. So says the Gemara, you're telling me that only situations where the mace is actually in front of you, you're potter from mitzvos, but if he's not actually in front of you, you're not. V'reminu, I'll ask you a contradiction. Mi shemeisa motul lefanav, if someone has a mace that is sitting before them, ochel bebayis acher. So the onen's allowed to eat, right? He has to eat something. She has to eat something. They should eat in a different home. V'im ein lo bayis acher, if they don't have another home, ochel bebeis chavero, they should eat in their friend's home. V'im ein lo beis chavero, if they don't have a friend that has a home that they could go ahead and give them, osa mechitza, then they could eat in the home that has the mace, but they should make a mechitza between them and the mace, covered on mace. V'ochel, and then they should eat. V'im ein lo davar lasos mechitza, and let's say they don't have anything from which they could create a barrier between themselves and the mace. Machzir panav, they should turn their face. V'ochel, and they should eat. But when they eat, v'eino mesav, they shouldn't recline, because you're in the house with the mace. Rashi says, k'derech ha'mesubim b'chashivos, al tzedo asmalit uvemita, right? Not to lean to the left and recline and relax. The ochel, the eino ochel basar, you shouldn't eat meat. The eino shose yayin, you shouldn't drink wine. The eino mevarech, the eino mezamein, and you don't say birchas hamazon, and you don't make a zimun. Rashi says eino tzarach levarech birchas hamazon. I'm sorry, eino mevarech means bracha rishona. Eino mezamein, Rashi says, means birchas hamazon. They mevarchin alav, and if others are benching, they're not going to include him. With hamotzi, nobody has to be motzi him, right? That challah comes up. Should I say amen to other people's brachas? I'm not going to say a bracha. Should I say amen to other people's brachas? No. And you don't include him in the benching. You're a potter from all the mitzvahs of the Torah. And if it is Shabbos, then the situation is a little different. Then Mesa v'ochel, Basar v'shos seyayin. These halachos of Misha Mesa Mutter Lefana v'raninus do not apply the same way. And it is mutter to go ahead and eat meat and drink wine. Umivarech and to make brachos, umizamein and to bench, umivarchin alav mizam loving to join a zimun, v'chayiv b'chol amitzos samuras b'torah, and you're obligated. Meaning there is no aninus on Shabbos. That's very important. Presumably there's no aninus on Shabbos because you're dealing with you're not dealing with the kvura on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be kovur on Shabbos. So Yontif is a whole different shaila. Yontif is a different shiloh because on Yontif, certainly the second day of Yontif, Kfur is we don't do it today, but Kfur is mutter. And the first day of Yontif, maybe even Al Yidei Amimim. One of the first shilohs I ever had in the shul was I started the shul in Parshas Re'eh, and then that Rosh Hashanah, someone lost their father, and there were concerns of autopsies. In where the doctors were, or something like that, Shmir or whatever. So he was on the phone on Yontif trying to deal with these issues. I was trying to figure out Lamaisa, if you're actually dealing with issues of Kfura, does that reinvigorate the status of Aninus on Yontif? Lamai Naf Kamina making Kiddush. Is he permitted to make Kiddush on Yontif? To your chauffeur, Misafek, okay, what's the big deal? But is he permitted to make Kiddush? Is he permitted to go ahead and make Kiddush? And I remember I didn't know the answer, so I went running around the city and knocking on people's doors. V'chayev b'chol ha-mitzvos amuras b'torah. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer mitoch sh'nischayev be'elu, nischayev b'kulun. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that just like you're chayev in all of the mitzvos on Shabbos, even though you're in Onan, you're also chayev in the mitzvah of Ona, in something that is a davar bitzina, which means marital relations, which in general are not permitted during Aninus, but on Shabbos, according to Shema Gamliel, that would be permitted. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my beinayhu, when it says, ki'ilu nischaya bikulun, what's the difference? Tashra shamita, relations, iku beinayhu. That's the difference. However, now the Gemara returns to its original question. Ktani mios, Potter mikriya shma minatfilin mikol mitzvos amuros b'torah. One of the scenarios in the Braisa was that you're bebeis chaveiro, right? That was the ideal scenario. So if you're bebeis chaveiro, what's the din? You're potter from all of the mitzvos. The Mishnah said, misha meso muto lefanov. Sounds like even if it's not misha meso muto lefanov, even if you're bebeis chaveiro. So, Amar Rapapa says, Rapapa, Tirgama Amachsir Panav Ochel. So, Rapapa's answer is no. When it's said that Misha Mesa Mutu Lefanav is Pater from Mitzvos, with regards to that Brisa, it's only talking about the situation where it's actually in your home and you're going to be Machsir Panav. But in a Chanami, Rav Ashi says, no, Kevan Shemutu Lalav Lekovro. Kemutal lefan of dummy. Says Rav Ashi, no, we paskin, that when it says misha meso muto lefanov, it doesn't mean in front of you literally. It means in front of you in terms of your responsibility. You are responsible to bury this individual. I don't care where you are. I don't care if you're in your friend's house eating. It's not some sort of demonic problem of the body being in the room while you're making a bracha. It's you have an obligation to deal with kfura wherever you are. And then he brings a raya. Shenemar vayakam Avraham me'al p'nei meso. That Avraham got up from before the mace. V'nemar ve'ekbaram meisi milifanai. And I will bury my mace from before me, Rashi says, Vahi Shata Lav Lefanov Hava. When he said the Ekbara Mesi Milifanai to Ephron, he wasn't with the mace anymore. He wasn't with Sarah. Sarah wasn't there. So what do you mean, Milifanai? It means Kozman Shemutula Lov Lekovro. As long as Abram had the responsibility to bury Sarah, therefore, even if he was talking to someone not in front of Sarah as the mace, kemuta lefanav dami. And that's the din. Okay. Then the Gemara says, meso in about mishamro lo. Are you telling me that when you have to deal with a mace, when that's your obligation is to deal with the mace, then you're under all of these exemptions. But if you're a shomer on the mace, Rashi says, Adam acher she'eno krovo ela mishamra, right? So misha mesa muta lefanav, we assume, refers to the relative, who's the avel. What if I'm involved in the levaya, and I'm taking care of the mace, but I'm not the relative? But it's misha mesa muta lefanav. I've been asked to be shomer the mace. Shomer the mace. Chavra Kedisha. So what's the din? Of a mishamra lo, v'atanya, but we learned in a brisa, mishamra is a meisav, a pisheno meiso, patur mikriyash min ha'tefillah min ha'tefillah mikol mitzvos amoros b'Torah. That if you're being mishamer a mace, even if it's not your mace, right, which is what we do here, the avelim don't usually do the shmira. The avelim get some rest, they plan the levaya, and there's an individual who's employed by the chapel, not individual, does the shmira. So sometimes you're in a situation where you do have to do the shmira. So says the Gemara, so why do you make it seem like it's only meso, misha meso mutal lefanav? It's no, it's misha mes shemutal lefanav, right? Anybody who's dealing with a mace, that's mutal lefanav. So the Gemara says, Mishamro afa pisha eno meso, meso afa pisha eno mishamro. So the Gemara says the reason why that both of these sources left the formulation the way they did is to concretize the fact that you are potter from mitzvos if it's your mace, even if you're not being shomer, and you're potter from mitzvos if you're being shomer, even if it's not your mace. Meso umishamro in about mahalach bebeis akvaris lo. You're telling me that somebody who it's their mace, even if they're not mishamer, and someone who's mishamer, someone who watches the mace, who watches the body, even if they're not, even if correct, even if it's not their relative, they are exempt from mitzvos, but someone who goes to a cemetery is not. V'atanya, we learned in a brisa. Lo yehalech adam bebeis akvaros, a person shouldn't go to a cemetery. V'tfilin berosho, wearing tfilin. Now today, who would ever imagine going to a cemetery wearing tfilin? The times the Gemara, they used to wear tfilin all day, right? Today, most people don't wear tfilin all day. In Old City, in Eretz Yisrael, you see people walking around with tfilin all day. Very, very holy Jews. But generally, people don't wear tfilin all day. The Sefer Torah bizroo, or you have a Sefer Torah with you, or you have Svarim. V'kore, v'im osakein, over mishim loig larosh, cheref also. Loig larosh is the prohibition to do mitzvos in the presence of those who have already passed away. Hasam, so therefore, it sounds like you can't even do mitzvos in the Beis HaKvaris, even if you're not being the shomer. You're just in the Beis HaKvaris to be mitapel with something. Now, obviously, if you just choose to go visit a Beis HaKvaris, that shouldn't necessarily pater you from mitzvos. Talking about you have a compelling reason, maybe you need to dig the grave, and the mace is nowhere near. You're not the shomer, you're not the relative, you're just dealing with the Beis HaKvaris. But you can't put on tefillin there. So says the Gemara, Hasam toch arba amos hu de aser. Chutz la arba amos chayv. Right? That's only talking about where you are, the prohibition to do any of these things is within 4 amos of the grave. More than that is mutter. I remember that I was once doing levaya where it was Erev Shabbos, a very short Shabbos, and something because of all the different complications that had come up, I had no time to prepare any of the shiurim for Shabbos. And I got to the Beis HaKvaris, and I don't remember why, but there was a significant delay in the kvura. It was going to take another 45 minutes. Maybe they were waiting for someone to come. I think the rabbi of one of the relatives was going to oversee the kvura. and I'm sitting in my car and I have all my svarim with me and I want to prepare shiurim for Shabbos. So I call up Rav Sobolovsky from the car and I say to him, can I learn in the Beis HaKfaris in my car? Right? I'm in my car. I'm in a different rishus. Is that Loig L'Rosh? And he said, that's not Loig L'Rosh. To be Toch Dalet Amos from the Kever is Loig L'Rosh. You're sitting in a car, not near anybody, you know, or you can see, just because you could see through a window, you're in your own rishus and you can learn. So I started to prepare, but it was too weird. So I stopped. Hasam Toch Aaron, that week we just winged it. A lot of jokes in the drasha that week. Hasam Toch Arba Amos Hu the Osar Chutz Arba Amos Chai. The Omar Mar Mace Toface Dalid Amos Likriya Shema. The mace is Toface. He grabs hold of four Amos around the grave for Kriya Shema, meaning you can't say Kriya Shema there. Acha Chutz LeDalid Amos Nami Pater. But beyond Dalid Amos, here beyond Dalid Amos, you would also be pater. Okay, so says the Gemara. Gufa, Hamishamer is a meis, Afa Bishaino meis, so pater me krishma and tefillah and tefillah and komet smurus patora. Someone who's watching the body, even if it's not his relative, is exempt from reciting Shema, from davening, from tefillin, and from all the mitzvahs smurus patora. However, Hayu Shnayim, this is what we try to do. If you have two shomrim, you have two people watching the body, zemishamer v'zekore. Zemishamer v'zekore. That's what you should do. One person should be mishamer, the other person should. One person should watch the body, the other person should step out and go ahead and do what they need to do, do the mitzvos. And the other one, then they should switch. Then as I omer, hayubayim basfina, if you're coming by boat, minichu b'zavizu, and let's say you don't even have this option of echad v'echad, you're the shomer for the mace on the boat. Mispalim shneim, or you have two, but you want to daven at the same time. You could be mispalim shneim bezaven acheres. You could go ahead and you could put the mace on one side of the boat. You could step away and you could go ahead and do what you need to do. And do what you need to do. So says the Gemara. My benayu, what's the difference between these two approaches? Amar Avina, if you can do this, you can't do this. Are we worried that the mace, one of the concerns of why there used to be Shmira, which is not such a concern anymore, but one of the concerns why there used to be Shmira is because animals could reach the bodies and do things that are not appropriate, not covered on mace. So, you know, that became the question here. Do you have to be choshish for that? If you have to be choshish for that, so then even if you're in the same general presence, you're on the boat, maybe you still need to watch out for whatever's going to come. Mar sover chashinu, mar sover lo chashinu. Tana Rabbanan, says the rabbis, hamolech atzmos mimakum lemakum. Let's say for whatever reason you are moving bones of a person from place to place. Harizeh lo yitnam bidiska diskayam. You shouldn't just put them in a sack. V'yitnum al gabi chamor, and put them on a donkey, v'yarkiv aleihem, and sit on top of them. Mipnei shenoi ben midim b'zayin, because it's a very b'zayinish way to transport the bones of a person. Imhayim yisiyare mipnei nachrim, mipnei listim, but if you're worried that for some reason you're going to confront robbers or whatever, and they're going to take all your possessions, including these bones, so mutter, then you could do it in order to hide the bones. Just like we said by Atzamos, same thing is true with the Sefer Torah. That you could take the Sefer Torah and sit on it in order to hide it from somebody who might try to steal it. What does that go on? Ilem Ha-Reisha. So if this comparison to the Sefer Torah is only talking about the Reisha, you could put it in a sack. Pshita, Mikar Sefer Torah, Me'atzamos. Is Sefer Torah any worse than Atzamos? No, Ela Aseifa. You could even do more than that. You can be rochev on them, could sit on them, on the Sefer Torah, in order to protect it from anybody else. Amar Rachava, Amar Rav Yehuda, Kol Aroe Meis Ve'ena Melaveyu. Anyone who sees a mace, who sees a dead person, and doesn't escort the dead person, Over Mishum Loig L'Rosh, Cheref Oso. They violate this sensitivity that we're supposed to have towards those who have passed away. Vimil vahu, and if you do escort the individual, part of the levaya, mascharo, what is your schar, what is your reward? Amar Rav Asi, olav hakasav omer, milave, someone who's milave, Hashem chonein dal, Hashem gives gives great grace to those that are poor, mechavdo chonein evyon, and one who honors the mace will get tremendous grace also for someone who's lacking. So it's a tremendous thing to attend a levaya and to be malave the mace, to follow the mace a little bit after the levaya. I don't know exactly this, you know, they open the hearse and they move the hearse into the street and everybody follows the mace into the street and everybody gets into their cars, which is really the levaya, driving behind the hearse, or this little show that we put on, you know, where we just kind of follow the thing for an unnecessary, you know, it's sort of, you know, so, okay, whatever it is. But that's Levayas HaMeis, to escort the Meis. I told you this story of when I did the funeral in the snowstorm. I never told you that story. I was once doing a funeral in a blizzard. Crazy blizzard. And I was running a Shabbaton in Connecticut. And it was in the middle of the Shabbaton. And I had to come back to Elizabeth to do the Levaya. And I was on the phone the whole time in between. So we did the levaya at the shul, and then we had to drive 1 mile to the Beis HaKvaras. So I got on the phone, and I'm following this van in front of me with the blinking lights so that we're all in a procession. And I'm following, and I'm following, and I'm following. And all of a sudden, it just doesn't feel like we're headed towards the cemetery. And it just doesn't feel like it's been less than a mile. So, but I'm still on the phone with the Shabbaton. So I'm following. All of a sudden, the car in front of me pulls over. So I pull over. Two guys get out of the car. They open up the back of the van, and they start removing Diet Coke and delivering it to a bodega that was on the side. I was following a delivery truck that had blinking lights. No relationship whatsoever to this levaya. Anyway, it got worse. I finally found the cemetery, but because everything was closed in snow, I couldn't figure out which entrance to go into, and I went into the wrong entrance, and I was walking around a totally Christian cemetery, but I had no idea where I was, and finally Scott Goldberg found me, and he said, just get in my car, I'll take you to where the kfur is, everyone's been waiting for you, because we all got there 20 minutes ago, and it's a blizzard. And I said, I didn't know where I was, so I remember he said to me, he goes, Rabbi, the yashkas hanging off the things and the big crosses like didn't give you a sense that you weren't in the right place. I said, I don't know, it's Elizabeth. Who knows? You know, like what's going on over here? I don't know. We're from Passaic. Anyway, Baruch Hashem, that family's making a simcha now. Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yonasan, Avi Shakli v'Ozli b'Beis HaKvaras. Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yonasan, they were walking in a Beis HaKvaras. Have a koshadya t'chelosa. And his tzitzis were dragging. Tchelis was dragging. The Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yonasan's tzitzis were dragging. Amar lei, Rabbi Chia said to him, Dalye, lift them up. Why? Kadeshalo Yomru, so that the mason will not say, Lemachar boyin etzleinu. Soon they're going to come lie by us. Ve'achshav mecharfin osanu. And now they provoke us. And this is the minig. Today they used to wear tzitzis, were part of your actual clothes. You understand? So it wasn't like tucking your tzitzis. They were part of your clothes. Now, wear your tzitzis in, wear your tzitzis out. Today, they're a separate garment, but people wear their tzitzis out. So if you wear your tzitzis out, you're supposed to tuck them in if you're going to go into a Beis HaKvaras because of lo iglu rosh. Amar lei, he said to him, mi yudai kulei hai, come on. You really think all of the dead people know what's going on here? V'aksiv v'hameisim eino yodim me'uma. Meisim don't know what's happening. This is a question people ask all the time. How much do people who've passed away know, how much are they aware about what's going on here? So that's what the rest of the Gemara is about. Amar Leis, he says to him, V'ameisim enim yadoim uma. So he quotes him, it's really a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Koheles. Ki achayim yodim sheyumsu, right? Those that are alive know that they're going to die. V'ameisim enim yadoim uma. They don't know. They don't know what's going to be. So he says to him, oh, really? You're quoting me a pasuk? He says to him, If you read that pasuk, lo shanisa, you didn't read it again. You didn't understand it. Im shanisa, if you read it again, lo shilashta, you didn't read it a third time. Im shilashta, if you read it three times, lo pershulacha, you don't understand the meaning. Ki achayim yodim, this is how you read the pasuk. Ki achayim yodim shiyimosu, the living know they're going to die. You know what that means? Elu at tzadikim, these are the righteous people. Shebemisasan nikro chayim, that even when they're no longer alive, they're called living. How do I know that people, when they're no longer alive, are still called living? Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Ubenayahu ben Yehoyada. This Benayahu ben Yehoyada, what's the story with him? Ben Ishchai, he was like a living person. Rav Pi'ilim, he was a great person of achievement. Mekavtzael, from Kavtzael. Who he calls Shnei Ariel, he destroyed, he battled to Ariel, Moav, v'hu Yorad, and he went down, v'hikos Ari, and he destroyed the lion, b'toch Abor, in the pit, b'yom HaShelek, on a day that it was very snowy. So now the Gemara tries to interpret what in the world this all means. So Ben Ishchai, what does it mean? He was the son of a living person. Asakuliyama b'nei meisininu. Yeah, does that mean everybody else is, compared to the world, that are all children of people who are dead? Lots of people are ben ishchai. Lots of people are sons of people who are alive. Ela ben ishchai, what does it mean he was the son of someone who was alive? Shafilu b'misaso karuchai. It was a compliment. It meant that Dafka, his father, was not alive. But he was the son of someone who wasn't alive, that's still considered alive. Why? Because tzadikim, afa pibe misasan, nikro uchayim. Tzadikim, even if they pass away, they're still living. You know why they're still living? Because their impact keeps going. So they have a presence in this world. This is the reason why we do lots of things. Le'ilui nishmas people. Because if we can substantiate that their influence and their legacy continues to perpetuate goodness in the world, there's a piece of them that never left this world. Their impact never left this world. So if we learn Mishnayos in memory of somebody, it's not magic. Oh, we learn in memory so they get points in Shemayim. It doesn't work like that. Their legacy, their life inspired me to take on this limud. That means what's happening here is an outcome of their reality. Okay. And that makes them living. So, okay. So that's the Ben Ishchai. Misasu Kurichai. Rapalim Mikabtziel Shariva Vekavats Palim LaTorah. What does this mean? That he was able to expand and recruit and gather people to serve those that are studying Torah. But Uhika Shnei Ariel Moav Shloinia Kamosu. He was an amazing person. There wasn't anybody like him, not in the Mikdash Rishon, and not in the era of Mikdash Sheni, that was able to have such tzidkus when other people were struggling. So some say, what does that refer to? Some say, he broke through the ice in order to be tovel in a body of water. Machlokas was showing him exactly what he was being tovel for here. But Ikad Amri, then there are those that say Ditana, that he learned Sifra Deve Rav, the whole Sifra, Beyoma Distua, on a wintry day. Now back to this. You told me that the Mesim don't know anything. Elu Rishayim, so it doesn't mean that Mesim don't know anything. The proper interpretation of that pasuk is that these are the Rishayim that even Bichayen, even when they're alive, Kriya Mason, they're called dead. Why? Because they don't make a positive impact on this world. And therefore, their presence in this world is not compelling. It doesn't add any vitality to the existence of the world. So who cares if they're living or dead? They're just walking zombies, not contributing anything. That's what it means that a Rasha is Kori Mace. Shenemar Be'ata Chalau Rasha Nisi Yisrael. Some learn it from here. The obligation to substantiate for someone who did an Aveira, for which they're going to be executed, they need two or three, they need two Edim. Three Edim. Yumas Hames, you execute the dead. What does that mean? Yumas Hames. Chayhu, the person's alive. Yumas Hames. The mace will die. No. El Hames miikaro. Once somebody's been convicted of such a crime, they were a mace to begin with. They were always dead. They were a mace to begin with. B'nei Rabbi Chiya Nafuk L'Kriyasa, the sons of Rabbi Chiya, were walking around in their estate. Ayakir Leo Talmidaihu. And for whatever reason, they went back to their origins, where they grew up, and they're struggling with the fact that they forgot a lot of their learning. Vavakumitsari Lidakru Ad Kure. And they were having trouble remembering it. So Amar Lechad Lechavrei, one said to the other, Yada Avon Bahait Tsar. Does our father know of the tsar that we have with this situation? This, their father had passed away. Do those who have passed away feel pain? Are they aware of what's going on, what we're struggling with in this world? Amar Le'idach Mino Yada. How would he know? Vaksiv Yechabdu Banav V'lo Yada. Yechabdu Banav V'lo Yada. Pasuk in Eov, right? V'yitzara V'lo Yavin Lamo. That those that have gone on don't necessarily know. Amar Le'idach V'lo Yada. Vaksiv, it says, Ach Bisro Olav Yichav. That those who are dead, their flesh pains them. The nafsho olav techel, and their nefesh that's on them is mourning. To avil is mourning. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak kasha rama lames, and Rabbi Yitzchak says that the worms of the ground are difficult for the mace that's buried. Kimachat bebasar achai, like needles in the basar of a person of in the flesh of a person who's living. So Amri bitzara didhu yodoi. So he wants to say they can sense their own pain, the destruction of their own bodies, but they cannot necessarily sense, if they've passed away already, the pain of others. Vilo, is that true? Well, Tanya, we learned in a braisa, maisa b'chassid echad. There was an experience with a chassid, shenasan dinar la'ani, be'erev Rosh Hashanah, who gave a dinar to an ani on erev Rosh Hashanah, Bishani Bitsuros. So here's what happened in a year of tremendous famine. Viknitaso Ishto, and his wife was very upset at him because they had no money, and here he's giving away the money. So what happens when your wife's upset at you? You sleep on the couch. But in this case, he went to sleep in the cemetery. All right. So no one's saying they didn't need counseling, but this is what happened. And he heard two souls in the cemetery having a conversation. So this is going to be a little spooky. So one said to the other, Chaverti, hey, Phil, bo v'noshet ba'olam, let's go and roam the world. V'nishma ma'achorei ha-paragod, and hear from the other side of the paragod, of what's going on. Ma'peronios bala olam. What's going on in the world? What are the problems of the world? So Amra la chaverta, so the one who he was talking to, she said to him, Eni yechola, I can't do it. She ani kfura, because I'm not buried really properly. I'm buried b'machtzelos shokanim. I'm buried in mats of reeds, because they couldn't afford tachrichim. El chiat, but you go. Umashat shamat, whatever you hear, Amri li, you let me know. Let me know what's going on over there. So holchahi, so that other soul goes, right? And this is like the rejected neshama lesson, you know? So that other soul goes, v'shata uba v'amr lo lechaverta, and he returns and says to the friend, soul. Now, again, and the guy who's in the Beis HaKvaris is overhearing this whole conversation. Chaverti mashmas me'acharya pargod, what did you hear? So Amr Allah, he says, I heard, Shamati, Shekol HaZareya, that anybody who plants Brevia Rishona in the first rain, Barad Malakosa, that when the hail falls, the storms come, it'll kill his crop. So Halachu, so what did this guy who overheard the conversation with the souls, what did he do? You guys ever read Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis, you holding? No, not at all. Okay. Vizara Biravia Shnia, and he planted in the second rain. Shalkola Olam Kula Olaka. Shalala Laka. Mekachaba. He was able to benefit because he overheard this conversation. Everybody else lost their crop. He did not. Shanacharis next year. He went to sleep in the Beis HaKvaris. And he heard this conversation again. Same two souls. One said to the other one, let's go roam the world. We'll hear from the other side. What type of things are accompanying in the world? She said, no, didn't I tell you? I can't do it. I'm buried in a compromised way. You go. Umashat shamas, whatever you hear, boy of Amrili, and you should tell me. Halcha, so she went. The shato uva, and she came. For Amrili chaverta, chaverti mashmas meachori apargod. What did you hear from the other side? So Amrila, she said, shamati, I heard. She caused Reb Ravia shnia. She dafon malacha also that anybody who plants in the second rain for this year is going to get slammed because of the strong winds. So halach v'zara b'revia rishona shakol. So what did this guy do for the next crop? He planted b'revia rishona in the first rains. Shakol amkulo nishdaf, and everybody else's stuff got ruined. Mishalo lo nishdaf. So amr lo ishto. So now he goes back to the wife, right? So the wife said, "Hey, what's going on here, right? Mimnei ma ishtaket shakol amkulo loka v'shakol loka. How come everybody else got their crops destroyed, and yours weren't destroyed by the barut? The ash of shakolam kulo nishtaf, and now, okay, that was an anomaly, but now we're in year two, where you seem to have really inappropriate inside information, right? You're playing the market with inside information. You know, you tell me you just happened to know that they were going to switch CEOs of the company on Tuesday, that you sold short on Monday, like, you just happen to know. So what's going on here? So he told her the whole story, how he went to the cemetery, and he heard the conversations, and based on this, he figured out what to do. So Amru, lo hayu yamim miyatim, it wasn't long, ad shenof l'katata ben ishto shal osu chasid, uben ama shal osu rivu. So it wasn't long until the next part of the story, which was this wife got in an argument with the mother of these two deceased, I guess they were kids, or these two deceased people who were in the cemetery. So Amrila, so the mother said to her, you should know, because she had this information based on the story, you should know, you should go check it out, because I don't think one of your descendants was buried properly. They were buried with this mat of reeds. So Shana Acheres Halach V'Lon B'Beis HaKvaros, and so she went and she fixed it. So now the next year, this guy, he has a good thing going. He gets this insider information. So he went back to the Beis HaKvaros, V'Lon B'Beis HaKvaros, and he hears the two souls waking up again. The Shamos and Ruchos Shemesap Zuzu, and these two souls spoke to each other. Amr Allah, so one said to the other one, Chaverti Bovino Shabiolam, let's go explore the world. Benishma Macharia Pargam, Apurinus Boliolam, so we can hear what's going on. So Amr Allah, so the other one said, Chaverti, no. Hinachti Dvarim Shabaini Livainach. We have to stop meeting like this. We have to stop hacking. Kvar Nishmu Beinachayim. I'm telling you, the living people, they know they're listening. And I know that because they came in and dealt with this other thing. Alma Yadai. So the Gemara then concludes, this whole story was only to prove one point. And that was that your interpretation of the Pasuk, that people who have passed on don't know what's going on in the world, is incorrect. They Alma Yadai. They do know what's going on in the world. So the Gemara says, maybe yes, maybe no. Dilma ina shachrina shachiv ve'azol ve'amr lahu. Maybe they know, or maybe someone else died that came and related what was going on to the souls, and that's how they found out. So they don't find out exactly what's happening here, but they do find out when people go from here to there. They can take information. Tashma, does Iri... do we have a little more time? Where are we holding? What time is it? 5 minutes? Okay. Tashma, does Iri haya makbid zuz? Gabi yushpiz chizisa? Does Iri deposited a zuz by a landlady? Ad the aziva azil lebei rav shchiva. I was on his way to the base medrash. She died, and so what happened? Azol basra lechatzer mavis. He went after her to the cemetery. Amar lo zuzehecha. Where's the money? So Amar le zil shaklinu mitusai bitsunira didasha. Come take it from under the pivot of the door. Bedoch pelan ve'em Allah. So the Gemara says, ve'em Allah le'ima, and tell my mother, it's hard for me to read this, ve'em Allah le'ima, and tell my mother to shader li, that she should send to me, maserkai v'gubsai, my brush, and tikuchla, and my makeup, v'hadi planisa, with so-and-so, the asya le'machar, who's coming tomorrow. Okay, the ultimate, can you take this package? Yeah, that was spooky. Can you take this package, for me to Muncie, right? So, Alma Yadoi. So you see that they know what's going on. So the Gemara says, hold on. Dilma Doma Kadimu Machriz Lahu. She didn't know that people were dying because she knew that people were dying from the world. She knew because there was an angel of some sort that's Machriz. The father of Shmuel would watch the money of the Yisomim. When he died, Shmuel wasn't with him. So here's the problem. He didn't know where he put it. He didn't have the password. So now they called Shmuel, the guy who held money from Yisomim. So he went to the cemetery, Amr Lahu, and he said, Be'ina Abba. He walked around, he said, hey, I'm looking for Abba. So Amr Lahu, so the souls in the cemetery said, Abba Tubika, there are a lot of Abbas here. Amr Lahu, Be'ina Abba Bar Abba. I'm looking for someone whose name is Abba, whose father's name is Abba. So it's like, who's on first, right? Amr Lahu, Abba Bar Abba Nami Tubika. There are a lot of Abba Bar Abbas. So, Amr Lahu, Be'ina Abba Bar Abba Abu de Shmuel. I'm looking for Abba Bar Abba, who's also the father of Shmuel. Heicha amru lei, so salek lemisifta derekia. So heicha amru lei salek lemisifta derekia. He went to the misifta of the rekia. Adahachi chazi lelevi. Then Shmuel saw his friend Levi, who had also died, the Yasiv Avroi, that he was sitting outside of where all the other souls were when he walked up and saw the souls. So Amar Leah, my Yisabav Rai, why are you sitting outside the Chevra? My Taima, what's the reason? Lo Salakas. So Amar Leah, the Amri Li, he told me, Kol Ki Anach Shani De Lo Slika Slimisifta De Rav Ephes. As long as I didn't go to the yeshiva of Rav Ephes, V'chal Shisa L'dayte, and I made him upset, they're not letting me into the yeshiva shemala. So the hachi until then, v'hachi osa avua. So then he saw they brought his father. So chazeh he saw him to have a kabachi v'achich. He was crying and he was laughing. So amalei my time, kabachis. Why are you crying? Amalei dula alu koasis, because soon you're going to come. My time achichas. Why are you laughing? The chashivas by alma, because you've achieved so much tuva. You've achieved a very good reputation here. So Amar Lei Chashivna, if I'm so well respected in the Yeshiva Shamala, then I want to use my chit to say Na'alya Lelevi, let Levi in. But Ayla Lelevi, let Levi in. But Amar Lei Zuzah Diyas Mehecha. He says, "Why I have you here? Where is the money for the orphans?" So Amar Lei, he says to him, "Zil Shalkina Ba'amsa, go to our press, Derecha Eloi V'Sasai Didan." And you'll see the money that's hidden in the top of the press and the bottom of the press, those belong to us. Umatsai, in the middle, the yasmi belongs to the orphans. Amarle, my time of Adisahachi, why'd you do it like that? Amarle, he says, because this way, iganubi ganvi miganvumi didan. If they stole it from the top, they would get our money. Ochla Ara, if it deteriorated in the ground, Ochla Mididon, it would get our money. But the middle part for the Yisomim would be okay. Alma the Adai. So you see again that those that are in the next world know what's going on. He knew that Shmuel had a great reputation. Till Mashani Shmuel, maybe Shmuel's different, came into Choshev because he's Choshev, Kanmi Yomacharzri, that there was some sort of announcement that he was coming. Okay. Shkayach, everyone. Yeah.